Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Thursday, February 9th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. The biggest news of the day is that Instagram is expanding gifts for Reels creators to all creators in the United States. Here's how this works. When you create Reels, you can now have the option to receive a monetary gift from viewers of that Reel. Instagram explains, quote, "Viewers will purchase stars and use them to send you gifts on Instagram. Instagram will then provide you with a revenue share from your Reels that received gifts on a monthly basis equal to 1 cent US dollars for every star received from fans," end quote. So you get 1 cent per star. That's not a lot. This is also a 40% split between Instagram and creators based on the current star's purchase price. I will link to the article from Meta with the screenshots demonstrating how this all works. You'll see the send gift button when you watch the reel. Then when you click send gift, a window will pop up where you have the opportunity to purchase the appropriate amount of stars that you want, from 10 to up to 300. And you can see when you go to actually send those that it gives you a price. 45 stars is 99 cents, 140 stars is $2.99, and 300 stars is $5.99. Instagram says that you can check your eligibility for this program by going to your professional dashboard in Instagram. All of this is geared around trying to help creators to earn money on the platform. However, I continue to believe that money creators earn should not come from users of Instagram, but instead come from Instagram themselves. They have very large pockets. I think that's where the money should come from, but I guess I'll write it in a suggestion box or something. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to share some tips from the @creators account all about copyrights, which are very important.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back. The Instagram @creators account had a really good post all about understanding Instagram's copyright policies. I'm going to get into the fact that I don't agree with them in a second, but I think it's important to understand how they work. So here's the information. This post from the @creators account explains that you want to focus on posting original content and do not post anything you've copied or collected from the internet that you don't have a right to post. They explain that important questions to ask yourself before posting include, did I create all the content myself? Do I have permission to use all of the content included? And if so, then go ahead and post it. The post explains that certain criteria do not necessarily give you the right to share content. For instance, just because you appear in the content, or someone else already posted it, or you bought or downloaded the content, for instance, a song from iTunes. Another example would be you recorded the content yourself, like for instance, you filmed your TV. And the last one, you gave credit to the author. Each one of those does not necessarily give you the right to share that content according to Instagram. Even if you did things like giving a disclaimer or modifying the content, according to Instagram, you may still not have the right to share it. The post concludes with explaining that the best way to ensure what you post to Instagram doesn't violate their copyright policies by only posting content that you've created yourself. Okay, now that I've gone through what the parameters of the Instagram post are, I'm going to tell you that I, on a personal level, agree with absolutely none of that. I want to preface what I'm about to say next with the fact that I am not a lawyer. I am only discussing the way I think it should be, not how it actually is. It is way too complicated to get the necessary permissions to use, for instance, a clip from a music video that you want to add to your post, or a clip from a movie because it is basically considered a meme at this point and you want to contribute to the joke, or any other piece of content that you want to use. Of course, content creators, whether they're filmmakers or anything else, deserve to get paid for their work. I absolutely agree. However, that payment should be up to the platforms to handle, not you as an individual user. Just telling you to create your own content and not reuse content when that is how so much of the internet is based is really unfair to the user. I'm going to stop ranting there. Again, not a lawyer. Do not take this as any legal advice in any way, shape, or form. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening. One thing I want to mention is that I still have one more invite left for Artifact, which is the new app from the makers of Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger. So if you would like that invitation, send me a DM and I'll make it happen. Thanks for listening and be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram news or strategy or tips or something else.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until they let me run the team and start to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacy. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.